Title: Humanize Jungle Sampler Rack for Old School Rave Pressure in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build a jungle humanizer drum rack in Ableton Live 12 that has that old school rave pressure. The goal here is simple. Your drums should feel like they came off a break that's been sampled, chopped, and rinsed on imperfect hardware. Not messy, not drunk, just alive. Quick mindset before we touch anything. Human feel lives in rules, not pure randomness. In jungle, the backbeat snare is the anchor. The kick is the engine. Most of the chaos and swagger lives in hats, ghosts, little perks, and subtle tone changes. Step 0, prep your sources, and don't skip this part. You can do this with full break chops like Amen. Think, hot pants. All that but for a rack that you can really control. One shots extracted from breaks are usually the move. Here's the fast workflow. Drop a break into an audio track. Then right click it and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use the built-in slicing preset that slices to a drum rack, and slice by transient. If it overslices, back it off until it's giving you musical chunks. Now you've got slices on pads, and that's already jungle territory. One quick practical note, if the slices are all over the place in loudness, don't panic and start compressing everything. Later, you can add utility after key pads and just level by ear. That keeps your transient shape intact. Now step 1. Rotation stacks. Random sample validation. This is one of the biggest oh, that's why it feels real moments. Old samplers rarely hit exactly the same way twice. Even when they repeat, there's tiny variation. Different sample start points, slightly different layers, little differences in tone. So we're going to fake that by stacking variants on one pad and letting live swish between them. Start with the snare pad. Click the pad, open the sampler on that pad. Then duplicate that chain 3 to 6 times. On each duplicate, load a slightly different snare source. It can be an alternate slice from the break, a reamy variation, a noisier hit, a tighter one. You're basically building a little snare personality pack. Now group those chains. In the drum rack, open the chain list, select those snare chains, and group them so you're inside an instrument rack for that pad. Here comes the switching. Drop Max for Live LFO onto that grouped rack, and map it to the chain selector. Set the LFO shape to a random stepped style, like sample and hold. Set the rate to sync at 1/16th to start. Keep jitter low, smooth fairly low as well, because you want it to switch crisply rather than glide. Then set your mapping range so the chain selector can reach all the snare variants. Now every snare hit will subtly rotate. Same pattern, different micro flavor. Do the same idea for your hats and maybe the kick too. But the snare and hats are usually where this pays off immediately. Teacher tip, don't go maximum random on everything. Your main snare should still feel consistent. Think of this as rotating alternate layers, not replacing the identity of the snare every hit. Optional advanced upgrade. Instead of time-based random switching, you can do velocity-based switching. That's often more musical. You go into chain view and set velocity ranges. Ghosts trigger one chain, normal hits trigger another, accents trigger the brightest, nastiest chain. It's like the drum has intensity zones, not just random chaos. And that leads perfectly into step 2, velocity behavior. This is where MIDI stops sounding like Lego bricks. We want velocity to change tone and bite, not just volume. Think of three zones as you program. Ghost zone, roughly velocity 1 to 35. Body zone, 36 to 95. Accent zone, 96 to 127. On each main pad, especially snare and hats, enable a filter in Sampler or Sampler. Try an MS2 style filter if you want punch. Set a starting cutoff that's not fully open. On snare, maybe 4 to 8 kHz is a ballpark. On hats, 6 to 12 kHz depending how bright they are. Now map velocity to filter. For snare, try plus 15 to plus 35. For hats, plus 20 to plus 50. So when you hit harder, the sound opens up and cuts more. Then after Sampler, drop a saturator. Turn on soft clip. Give it 2 to 6 dB of drive. Snares can often take more. Then match the output so you're not fooled by loudness. This combo is huge. Filter plus velocity plus saturation means accents feel like they bite harder naturally, without you having to crush the whole kit with compression. Extra detail that helps ghosts feel real. Make ghost notes shorter than mains. On a ghost-oriented chain, shorten amp decay or even shorten the sample end. It prevents smearing and keeps the groove quick. Okay, step 3. Human timing without wrecking the groove. We're going for push and pull, not flam chaos. First, use the groove pull. Open it from the view menu. Grab something like Swing 16-65 or an MPC style 16 Swing. Apply it to your drum MIDI clip. Start with timing around 15 to 35, velocity 5 to 20, random 2 to 10. Base set 1/16th. Keep it non-destructive for now. Don't commit until it feels right, because once you commit it can be harder to unwind. Then the jungle secret. Pronote micro shifts. Keep your main kick and main snare mostly on the grid. They are your spine. But nudge hats and coasts. Try pushing some hats slightly ahead, like 5 to 12 milliseconds early, to create urgency and forward motion. Then pull some ghost notes slightly late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds behind, to create drag and attitude. Do it while zoomed in, and stay subtle. If you can clearly hear late, it's probably too late. The goal is that you feel it more than you notice it. Now step 4. Ghost notes and break-like phrasing. Set your tempo around 165 to 175 BPM, and start with a 2-bar loop. Classic jungle skeleton. Snare on 2 and 4. The kick can vary, but keep it supportive. Now start the conversation. Add ghost snares at very low velocity, like 10 to 40, usually on 16ths leading into the main snare. Add little drag doubles sometimes, 2 quiet taps before the main hit, but tasteful. You want that rattly break energy without turning it into a machine gun. Hat chatter is a huge part too. Alternate closed hats. Pepper in an open hat occasionally, and use velocity to create a pattern inside the pattern. Important detail, because we built rotation stacks, ghosts should sometimes trigger different layers, so ghosts aren't just quiet clones. That's how it starts sounding sampled instead of programmed. Now step 5. Parallel rave crunch inside the rack. This is where the pressure comes from, but we keep the dry kit clean. Inside the drum rack, show sends and returns. Create a return chain. Return A. On return A, build a crunch chain using stock devices. First, saturator with soft clip-on. Drive around 6 to 12 dB. Then overdrive. Focus it around 1.5 to 3 kHz. Drive maybe 20 to 50%. Tone to taste. Then EQ8. High pass around 120 to 200 hertz so you don't destroy the low end. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release auto, ratio 4 to 1, threshold so you're getting 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction, and if there's a soft clip option, use it. Now send snare and hats into return A. Start conservative, like minus 18 to minus 10 dB on the send, and bring it up until you feel the density and bite. Key discipline, do not send subby kick layers into heady crunch unless you know exactly what you're doing. If your low end starts warping, the mix will fall apart fast. Optional live 12 sweet note. If you have roar, it's amazing here. Put roar on the parallel return, not the main bus. Drive the mids, keep the lows cleaner. Step 6, subtle tape instability movement. Old samples have tiny pitch wobble and tone drift. Too much will make modern DNB feel out of tune or seasick, so keep it minimal. On hats, rides, small percussion, add a very subtle pitch modulation. If you're in sampler, use its LFO for a few cents of movement. If you're using an Ableton device like shifter or frequency shifter, keep it extremely subtle. Another option is auto filter with a slow LFO, 0.1 to 0.3 Hz, tiny amount, just enough to breathe. The goal is this feels recorded, not this is obviously modulated. Also, quick phase and mono check while you're layering, especially on snares. Add utility after the pad chain, toggle mono, and listen for the snare hollowing out. If it loses punch in mono, swap a layer or high pass one of the layers. Jungle is club music. Mono compatibility matters more than you think. Step 7. Arrangement. Break evolution. This is where your loop becomes a track tool. Old school pressure isn't just the sound. It's the fact that the beat evolves. Take your 2-bar clip and duplicate it out to 16 bars. Then make tiny edits every 2 bars. Bars 1 to 4. Establish the bass groove. Bars 5 to 8. Add extra ghosts. Maybe increase the crunch send slightly. Bars 9 to 12, add a second hat layer or a ride, and introduce a short one-shot fill every 2 bars. Bars 13 to 16, do a subtractive move. Drop an element for one beat, add a quick snare rush, and snap back to the groove. That remove one sound trick is often more powerful than adding more notes. It creates impact without turning everything into distortion soup. Now, common mistakes to avoid. Too much random timing. If your main hits wander, it won't feel like jungle. It'll feel broken. Randomness belongs on hats and ghosts. All hits at similar velocity. That's instant MIDI syndrome. Accents and ghosts are non-negotiable. Over-distorting the full drum bus. Keep your punch dry. Do your nastiness in parallel. No variation across bars. Jungle thrives on micro-edits. Swap one slice and suddenly the loop breathes. And don't forget low-end discipline. Keep sub clean. Keep distortion returns high-passed. And if you've got a big reese, Carve some space in the drum crunch around 200 to 400 HC so you're not stacking mud. Let's wrap with a quick 20-minute practice that actually locks this in. Make a drum rock from a sliced break. Pick snare and hat pads. Build 3 chain rotation on each. Add LFO chain switching at 1/16. Add velocity to filter on snare around plus 25 and hats around plus 40. Build the crunch return. Saturator into overdrive into EQ8 into glue. Program a 2-bar jungle loop. Snare on 2 and 4, at least 4 ghost notes, and at least 2 micro timing nudges. Duplicate it to 8 bars and change something every 2 bars. Swap a hit, change an accent, or automate the crunch, send up a couple dB into a fill. Export that 8-bar loop and name it Jungle Humanize 170 BPM V1. Recap the core idea. Random rotation means no hit is the same twice. Velocity drives tone and dirt, so dynamics create pressure. Groove and micro nudges create push-pull without slop. Parallel crunch gives you rave bite while protecting transients. And bar-to-bar edits give you real jungle evolution. If you tell me your BPM and whether you're working from amen slices, think slices, or one-shots, I can suggest a specific 2-bar pattern and an 8-macro layout that fits that source and vibe.